It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Take three. Yes, that's right. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. This is your daily sports dump for today, Monday, February 17th, 2020. Boy, oh boy, there's not a lot going on, folks, but and that's why it's out a little later. I was waiting for news to happen. That's a great way to run a podcast, folks. Just wait for something to happen.
Breaking news.
And then when it doesn't, you come up with a segment like the Monday Maybes. Okay, folks, the Monday Maybes is our new segment starting today where I tell you about something and then I give you a maybe about it. Whew, well described by me. You'll understand. You guys, I have a very smart following. Also, later in the episode, we'll be doing our mock draft update. But before that, let's get to the Monday Maybes.
The Monday Maybes.
Underlying thing there. Monday Maybes. Okay. Well, it looks like the Houston Astros have a pitcher, Francis Martes. He's been suspended 162 games for failing a drug test. Maybe the Houston Astros players are going to start cheating just to get kicked out for this season because it's going to be so shitty for their players. Maybe that's why he's doing it. I mean, they're used to cheating. They're not used to getting punished for it, though. So maybe he's onto something and we'll be seeing some more of these suspensions just to get out of getting beaned all season long. I don't know. Maybe. There was some news this weekend where the All-Star game, the NBA All-Star game, and the NBA All-Star weekend in general happened, and Aaron Gordon once again was robbed of a slam dunk championship. His jump was over 7 foot 6 inch taco fall, where he went over his shoulders and dunked a ball over him, kind of hit him in the head, and he bent over a little bit, but still impressive. The man is over 7.5 feet tall. But maybe he would have gotten, maybe I did this, actually, this segment before. If I did, and you listen and you caught me, I'll send you a bumper sticker. Okay, just point it out on our Twitter page, which I'll get to later. But maybe, back to Aaron Gordon, maybe he would have gotten more points if Taco Fall had been facing him, thus raising the chances of a face-crotch collision, which nobody necessarily wants in that setting, which maybe would have gotten him to clear the head there. So maybe if he turns Taco Fall around and goes, you know, face to crotch danger zone, maybe he clears him because the adrenaline is greater. I don't know. I've never dunked a basketball. If I do, I'll give you an update on that. Circling back, because I forgot, to the baseball and the Houston Astros cheating scandal, Red Sox slugger J.D. Martinez, you know, the slugger who came on late in his career with power numbers he never had before. Well, he says that it's getting a bit too much to be picking on these Astros cheaters. Leave them alone, he says. Don't pick on them. Well, gee, I wonder why a guy on the Red Sox, a guy, as I said, whose power numbers have increased in late in his career, a guy on the Red Sox who hired the guy from the Astros who had the whole cheating scandal, the team that won the World Series the year after the Astros did, I wonder. Oh, that's a different segment. Maybe. Well, this is all like the musings of Monday or the wonderings of Wednesday. Now I know it's familiar. Either way, maybe the reason he doesn't want you picking on the Astros so much is because he knows his name's going to be coming up pretty soon. Maybe. We'll see. As someone I know, former Marlins president David Sampson says, wait and see. Okay, we've got more. You know what? There's more news than I thought, folks. Maybe I was wrong, huh? See, I tied that in. The Daytona 500 was rained out after 20 laps and is being continued today. Maybe it's still going on right now. I really don't know. And you probably don't even know whenever you're listening to this. It could still be going on. Maybe it's time for NASCAR to fold it up. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But it seems like when we don't even know when the Daytona 500 is going on, maybe the sport's lost a little bit of its luster. I did mention it, though, so that's more than most episodes. Moving on to things that have lost their luster, the Cubs. Oh, and Cubs owner Tom Ricketts, after spending almost no money this year, says the Cubs are the best team in their division. Maybe billionaires are not smart, is what I would gather from that. And a lot of other evidence I've been compiling from hearing billionaires talk. But maybe just because you're a billionaire doesn't mean you know what the hell you're talking about. And that's some good evidence right there about the Cubs, the way they've botched their offseason. Maybe Ricketts should keep his mouth shut. Cub fans, I think you would agree. Although, to be fair, Cub fans are not known to be the most discerning. But maybe now that they've got a little bit of taste of victory, they'll be a little harder on their owners than they have been the past 100 years. All right, folks, well, we did a lot with a little right there, I think. Now, you may think there's not a lot going on this week, but I implore you, watch Champions League soccer. You got some tomorrow and you got some Wednesday. This is the best soccer in the world. So basically, this is the test. If you don't like these, you can say you don't like soccer. But if you say you don't like soccer and you don't watch these, well, that's what I would say. I would say when I was confronted with a Trumper one time who was yelling at me, I said, did you read the Mueller report? And he said, no. I said, well, then you're ignorant. And he got mad and I said, hey, ignorant is not bad. You're just lacking knowledge. So why don't you get the knowledge and then come back to me? So what I'm saying here to you folks is that if you say you don't like soccer but you don't watch these Champions League games tomorrow and Wednesday, well, that's ignorant. All right. And also, folks, if you're not following us on Twitter, you're ignorant. But that's okay. You can easily correct that. And top to the top, I figured out how to get that video we did up to the top of our page. So it's pinned on the top of our Twitter page. So if you haven't been able to find that video, I haven't done a good job of displaying. Go to our Twitter page, Sports Dump Show on Twitter. And pinned at the top of our page is a video starring frequent co-host Nooch. All right. Now, as I said, we did a lot with a little, and just to prove how little is going on, I'm just going to give you a little Ringer update. Ringer, of course, one of the biggest sports websites, sold recently for like $200 million, and that's why we're putting a price of $1 million on ours, because we are at least 0.5% as good as the Ringer. Now, here's how little is going on. Here's what's on the front page of the Ringer. The top 25 players of the first 55-ish games. If your article has ish in the headline, maybe we could skip the article. Here's another one. How Better Call Saul became more impressive than Breaking Bad. Okay, this is what's called taking an opinion absolutely no one holds and then putting it up there so that people are like, are you kidding me? So that's that could be skipped also. And then if you want some All-Star Game recap, you've got the winners and losers of 2020 All-Star Game, right? But you also have winners and losers of 2020 NBA All-Star Saturday night. So you've got two full articles to catch up on that. You could have probably done one article, but again, we're all looking to get stuff up there. Like I said, a lot for a little. And speaking of a lot for a little, it's our daily mock draft update. And I have a feeling, folks, we're going to be centering in on CBS Sportsline because they have a mock draft central area already set up. And let me just they've updated it for today. So let's get our update for today. Ryan Wilson, congratulations on your mock draft today. And here's how it starts. The NFL Combine is just a week away, so we really don't know anything about these players. That's my editorializing. Free agency begins a few weeks after that. So just a few weeks after a week away, free agency begins. And that's when we'll know what teams need. So that totally determines their stuff. And before you know it, the NFL draft will be upon us. Well, that's not really true. It's more than 2 months away, so it's not before you know it. Okay, we are as far in as we are to 2020, which is pretty far already. Middle of February, you're like, oh crap, it's already the middle of February. Well, you've got more time until the draft than you've used up this year so far, so that should make you feel good about how far away it is. Also, how ridiculous these mock drafts are. And by the way, we'll be putting one of ours out soon. But they have three mock drafts. And let me just point out, the mockery of all these drafts. Of the three mock drafts, there is only one pick in common, the first pick. They all have the first pick, the most interesting pick. Everyone has the same player being picked. After that, there are only like six players in common of these three drafts throughout the 30 picks. Basically, what I'm saying to you folks is none of these will be right. None of these matter. And yet they keep updating them almost daily. And I keep updating you on them. But me updating you on them is a less of a waste of time than you going and actually looking at these mock drafts. So let me stop wasting your time for today and just tell you, you're listening already, just follow us on Sports Dump Show on Twitter. Sports Dump Show on Twitter is where you can find that video. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Oh, go to sportsdump.com for all kinds of stuff. Yeah, later. Bye.